时间。
It is time for scripture reading.
今天的经文是在新约圣经希伯来书第一章的第一节到第四节。
The scriptures for today is in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
希伯来书呢是在那个我们教会的圣经383页。
The book of Hebrews,
从后面数
The book of Hebrews is in the church Bible, page 383.
383页，打开了以后请听。对，从后面翻，383页。希伯来书第一章第一节到第四节，神这样说：神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他的全能命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高大至大者的右边。他所承受的名，既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。我们把下面的时间交给我们今天的讲员刘传道。
Welcome, everyone.
大家好。
It's a great pleasure to speak to the Chinese congregation today.
So, 今天很荣幸我可以来向中文堂大家说话。
My name is David Liu, 刘一明。
我的名字是刘一明。
I'm a pastoral intern for FICCC this year.
我在这边今年是做一个实习的传道人。
I studied at Cornell from 2003 to 2007, and after I graduated, I worked and went to seminary.
我在2003年到2007年的时候在康奈尔念书，在那之后我去工作，然后接着又去念神学院。
And I just graduated this past May, and now I'm here for this year.
今年5月我刚从神学院毕业，所以来到这里。
Now, if there is a God, and this God created the world, including humans,
如果真有一位神，而且这位神他创造了世界，也包括人类。
Then this God must be infinitely greater than human beings in both wisdom and ability.
所以这个神他当然是高过一切的人类的智慧跟他跟能力。
If human beings want to know anything about this God, then he must first reveal himself to us.
所以如果人类要来认识神，神必须向人启示他自己。
As Christians, we believe that the Bible is the revealed word of God.
基督徒相信圣经是神所默示的。
And it documents God's work from the beginning of creation to the end.
这圣经也记载了神从起初 到最后的一切的作为。
The Bible consists of the Old and New Testaments.
这圣经分为旧约和新约。
I'm sure many of you heard of both of these.
像你们很多人都已经知道了。
The Old Testament describes what happened before Jesus Christ came.
旧约记载了耶稣来到世界上之前所发生的事。
And the New Testament describes what happened after Jesus Christ came.
新约则是记载在耶稣来到世界上以后发生的事。
The passage we're going to look at today is from the book of Hebrews, which is from the New Testament.
今天我们要看到的经文在希伯来书，那是在新约。
But it also speaks of the many times that God has spoken in the Old Testament.
但是他也提到了许多次在旧约中神对人说话。
The passage's main idea is that while God has spoken many times in the past,
这段经文里面提到，尽管神在过去曾经多次向人说话，
His best and final message is through Jesus Christ, His Son.
但是他最好也是最后的信息是透过他的儿子耶稣基督对我们说的。
So we will today look at many of the most important times where God spoke to us throughout history.
对，今天我们会看到有许多很重要的几次。在历史上，神对人说话。
And in each of these Old Testament occurrences, why Jesus says a better word to us than these old times.
所以再看看为什么说耶稣带给现在我们是一个更好的信息。
If you have been to church for some time, if you are a Christian, then you will know many of these events already.
所以如果你来到教会常常来到教会很多次，你应该对这些信息也不陌生。
But I hope this can serve as a reminder of the way that the Old Testament points to Jesus Christ in every single event.
但我希望这仍然可以提醒你在旧约当中怎样指向接下来新约当中接下来的耶稣基督。
And if you're new, I hope this can be a good introduction to the many times and the many important ways that God has spoken to humanity throughout our history.
所以如果你刚来到教会不久，那今天你大概可以看到在旧约历史上许多重要的人跟事件，也看到这当中神和人的互动。
Now, words are especially powerful if they come from powerful figures.
对有地位的人他说出来的话呢，就特别带有力量。
Many of us know, who are from China, know that a few slogans from the word, from the mouth of the leaders can change many things and can change the government policies and many people's lives.
所以我们当中有许多从中国来就知道，领导说了一些口号啊，可以改变政府所做的政策，也可以改变人民的生活。
But God is so powerful that by the very act of speaking, He can change reality or create things from nothing.
但是神的大能呢，他所说的话可以创造事情，也可以改变一些的事情。
The first words that God has spoken is documented in Genesis 1:3, where God says, "Let there be light," and there was light.
神最一开始所说的话是在创世纪第一章第三节，神说要有光，就有了光。
In the same way, through His speech, God created the whole world and everything that is in it, including mankind.
所以同样的透过神所说的话他就创造了这个世界和其中所有一切的人。
And in our passage in Hebrews, we read, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power.
所以在希伯来书里面我们念到说早已立他为承受万有的也曾借着他创造世界他是神荣耀所发的光辉。是神本体的真相，常用他的全能命令托住万有。
So we find that it is through the Son, His only Son, that God created the world, but also He sustains the world through the Son.
所以我们看到神是借着他的儿子创造了这个世界，也是借着他的儿子托住万有。
So this shows that God is not a God who created the world and has left it alone.
所以这让我们看到神他不只是创造了这个世界就不再去管他。
But the Son of God was personally involved in the creation of the world and is now the one who sustains it.
而是神的儿子在神创造世界的时候就与他同在。
Now in science, we have these things called constants, things about the world which never change.
所以在科学上我们有许多的常数或是常量，这是一些在世界上永远不会改变 的东西。
And we use these constants to describe every aspect of our existence, of our world.
我们用这些常数来定义其他的东西，其他的物质。
Have you ever wondered why the way the universe works never changes?
你有没有想过为什么宇宙运行的方式从来不会改变？
It is because Jesus Christ, God's Son, sustains the universe.
那是因为神的儿子耶稣基督他维系着托住了这个宇宙。
And we learn in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
就像希伯来书第十三章第八节说，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
After creating the world and the human beings, God first spoke to the first human beings, Adam and Eve.
所以在神创造这个世界以后，他第一次向起初的人类说话，也就是亚当和夏娃。
In Genesis 2, verses 16 through 17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden."But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
在创世纪第二章第十六节到十七节，神吩咐耶和华神吩咐他说：园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
So even in the Garden of Eden, which was a paradise on earth,
所以即使是在伊甸园，这是一个在地上像天堂一样的地方。
God had always intended for human beings to listen to His words and to rely on Him to know what is right and wrong.
神仍然要人遵守他的话，也靠他来分辨善恶。
And Adam and Eve did not listen to God's words. They disobeyed God in the only thing that was commanded them, and they ate of the tree which they were forbidden from eating.
亚当夏娃他们违背了神的这唯一的命令，也吃了神禁止他们吃的果子。
Now the tree had no magical powers, but Adam and Eve chose to learn about evil by disobeying God.
这棵树本身是没有带任何力量，但是亚当夏娃借着违背了神，他们来知道什么是恶的。
They gained no secret knowledge, but their eyes were only opened up to the shame that they now had.
他们并没有得到任何的知识，但是他们张开眼睛却看到他们自己是多么的羞耻。
In the New Testament, we learn that we were all once under Adam, and since we each disobeyed God, we were under the curse of death.
在新约里面，我们知道我们也曾经像亚当一样，我们背离神，我们也在死亡的权势底下。
Jesus, having lived a perfect life, has made purification for our sins, as we read in Hebrews 1:3.
但是耶稣他有一个完美的一生，他没有犯罪，所以他洁净我们的罪，就像希伯来书第一章第三节说的。
So through Adam we have received death, but through Jesus Christ we have received life.
我们从亚当所受的原本是死，但是借着耶稣基督，我们都得到新的生命。
And the rest of the Old Testament speaks to how much we need a Savior like Jesus.
而接下来的旧约当中也不断地告诉我们，我们是如何的需要一位救主耶稣基督。
God then spoke to Abraham, and he said this in Genesis 12:1-3.
所以神耶和华对亚伯兰说，这在创世纪的第十二章第一到第三节。
Now the Lord said to Abraham, or to Abram, go to your country, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who blessed you, and him who dishonors you I will curse.And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。”
Now Abram was later renamed to Abraham.
亚伯兰后来改名为亚伯拉罕。
To Abraham, the first patriarch, God promised to make him a great nation.
亚伯拉罕是当时一族的族长，神应许他，使他成为大国。
And through him, all the families of the earth would be blessed.
也使他让地上的万民都能够得到祝福。
And it is through his grandson Jacob, who is also called Israel, that God created a nation for himself.
也是借着他的孙子雅各，后来改名为以色列，神创造了一个属他的民族。
In this promise that he gave them, there were three parts: that of land, of many children, and of blessing and redemption.
在这应许当中有三个部分：第一是应许之地，第二是许多的后代，第三是神的祝福和拯救。
All of these promises were only fulfilled in part through the nation of Israel, but in full in Jesus Christ.
这所有的应许在以色列当中都只应验了一部分，但是借着耶稣基督才算是完全应验了。
Israel was promised the land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey.
神应许以色列人一个叫迦南的地方，就是流奶与蜜之地。
But because of their continued disobedience, they were scattered throughout the world and they lost that land.
但是因为他们不断的背离神，他们终究失去了那个地方，他们被分散在各处。
They did become a great people with many descendants, and they were blessed in terms of having the word of God.
他们因为神的应许，他们也确实成为了一个大族，他们有许多的后代。
But we read in Hebrews that Jesus, who is the heir of all things, is the perfect Israelite who gains all of these blessings forever.
但是在希伯来书中，我们看到耶稣他是承受万有的，他是一个完全的以色列人，他也是永远得到所有神的祝福的。
He brings us not to a physical land like Canaan.
他带我们不只是到一个土地，像迦南一样的这样的土地上。
But to an eternal resting place, which is heaven.
而是他带我们到一个永远的安息之处，也就是天堂。
His followers are called children of God.
跟随他的人就是神的儿女。
And therefore, God has blessed all the nations through Jesus, the true heir of what was promised to Abraham and Jacob.
所以也借着耶稣把他的祝福赐给万民。因为他是承受了一切神所应许给亚伯拉罕和雅各的。
Now in the Old Testament, we learn about Jewish history because God revealed Himself to these people.
在旧约当中，我们看到在犹太历史上，犹太历史上，神如何向他的子民启示他自己。
But what about China and other nations?
那对中国或是对其他国家呢？
The Bible now tells us in the book of Romans that regardless of our nationalities, because of Jesus, we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ.
在圣经的罗马书当中告诉我们，不论我们是哪一个国家的人，借着耶稣，我们都是神的孩子。就像经文上说，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
The next great figure God spoke to was to Moses in the book of Exodus 19:5.
接着神也对摩西说话，在出埃及记的第十九章第五节。
And he said this, Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my treasured possession among all peoples. For the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
To Moses, who led the people of Israel from being slaves in Egypt to the promised land in Canaan, the law of the Old Testament was given.
这是神对摩西说的，他带领以色列人从做奴隶的埃及地到神所应许他们的迦南地。这旧约当中的律法也是由摩西颁布的。
If Israel would obey these laws that God gave them, they would be blessed.
以色列人如果能够遵行这些律法，那他们就会受到神的祝福。
But if they did not, they would be cursed and they would be sent into exile.
但如果他们不遵守，神就使他们被敌人掳去。
But Moses was not going to be the final leader for Israel, as he died just before they crossed the Jordan into the Promised Land.
但摩西终究没有带领以色列人进入迦南地区，摩西在他们过约旦河之前就死了。
And also, as we've learned in the last part, Israel would not fully obey God's commands.
而以色列人也没有完全遵守神的律法。
However, God, seeing that Moses and Israel would fail, has sent his own son to follow all the commands perfectly.
神预先知道摩西和以色列人他们终究会失败，所以他差派了他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，他成全了他所有的律法。
Jesus would be the leader to lead his followers into the final promised land.
耶稣要带领所有跟随他的人一起到那应许之地。
Although Jesus did die as well, he was raised from the dead, and everyone who follows him will rise with him also.
虽然耶稣也是死了，但是他从死里复活，所有跟从他的人也要一起和他一起复活。
Now, God spoke to David, the great king of Israel, in 2 Samuel 7:16.
在撒母耳记下的地方，耶稣对他的仆人大卫，就是以色列的王说话。
And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever.
你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定，直到永远。
After many years spent capturing the promised land, the people were finally united under a king.
所以在应许之地住了许多年，直到以色列人他们终于有一位君王统治他们，也就是大卫。
And to King David's line, God promised the throne to last forever.
对神对大卫应许说，他的王位即将建立到永远。
Now David's descendants would rule in Jerusalem through the 6th century BC.
大卫的子孙在耶路撒冷统治了许多代，直到西元前六世纪的时候。
This is many hundreds of years, but after that time, they were defeated by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon.
所以他的大卫的子孙做王了好几百年，但终究他们被巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒所灭。
We learned that God let this happen because Israel had worshipped idols for many, many years.
神使这样子的事情发生，因为以色列有很长一段时间都在拜偶像。
Did God break his promise to Israel when they lost the throne and the kingdom?
是神没有信守他对以色列应许说要让他做王吗？
No, but once again, we see that the promise was kept through God's own son, Jesus Christ.
但是再一次我们看到神的应许在他的儿子耶稣基督身上实现。
Jesus was born of the line of David.
耶稣他是大卫的后裔。
And in Hebrews 1:3, we see that he has sat down at the right hand of the majesty.
在希伯来书第一章第三节说，他就坐在高天至大者的右边。
That means that Jesus, after he died and he rose from the dead, He ascended into heaven and now sits next to the God the Father in heaven.
也就是说，在耶稣从死里复活之后，他升到天上，坐在天父上帝的右边。
So it is from this heavenly throne that he rules the whole world.
他从天上掌管全世界。
And the throne can never be taken away from him.
而他的宝座也永远不能被夺去。
And again, we read that in Hebrews that God spoke through the prophets.
最后，我们也看到希伯来书当中第一节，他说：“神借着众先知晓谕列祖。”
Prophets are the people who speak on God's behalf to His people.
先知是在旧约时代代表神对人说话的人。
Much of their message was a warning against worshiping idols.
很多他们的信息都是警告以色列人不要拜偶像。
But Israel continued to do this for many generations.
但以色列人仍然这样做了好几百年。
Because of this, they were sent away from their land.
因为这样，他们最后被赶出了应许之地。
But in Jeremiah, one of the prophets of Israel, we hear this promise from God.
但是有一位先知耶利米，在耶利米书当中，我们看到了神的应许。
In Jeremiah 33:31-32, it says, "Behold, the days are coming," declares the Lord, "when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the covenant I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant that they broke, though I was their husband," declares the Lord. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days," declares the Lord. "I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people."
耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却违背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。耶和华说，那些日子以后，我要与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Here God made the promise to His people that His law would no longer just be written down on paper, but on their hearts.
所以在这里，神对他的子民有一个新的应许，就是他的律法不只是要写在纸上，而是要写在他们的心上。
They would know how to obey God without even being taught.
他们不用透过人的教导就可以知道如何顺从神的律法。
Once again, this promise was fulfilled through Jesus Christ.
再一次的这个应许也在耶稣基督身上成就了。
We Christians believe that if you believe that Jesus died and He rose again, you will receive the Holy Spirit who lives in your heart.
基督徒相信，如果你真心相信耶稣的受死和复活，你将领受圣灵住在你的心里。
The Holy Spirit then will always be there to guide you and help you to worship God.
圣灵将会带领你去敬拜神。
Because of what Jesus did, we truly become God's people because His Holy Spirit lives inside of us.
因为耶稣所为我们做的，当我们信靠他，我们就真的成为神的子民，他的圣灵也会住在我们里面。
Now we see in Hebrews 1:4 that we read the Son is superior to angels.
在第四节的地方，我们看到他说耶稣是比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
This may seem like a random comment to us, but I think it would have made sense to the Jews who heard it for the first time.
这像是突然加上去的一个注解，但是对于当时的以色列人来说，当时犹太人来说却是很好理解。
Because God sent angels throughout the Old Testament to protect Israel and to give them words of command.
因为在旧约当中，神差派天使来保护以色列人，有时候也会带给他们一些神的话。
For example, Joshua, who led Israel in the wars to capture the Promised Land, wrote of this experience.
可以说有一次，约书亚在带领以色列人去攻打那个应许之地的时候，神。
When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come."And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to this servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候，举目观看，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀，对面人站立。约书亚到他那里，问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？他回答说，不是的，我是要来做耶和华军队的元帅。约书亚就伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“你把 把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。约书亚就照着行了。
Now this angel was so great in appearance that Joshua fell to his feet. But even these angelic beings are not as great as the Son of God.
所以天使让使约书亚的把脚上的鞋都脱下来，但是即使是这样，天使作为当然比不上神的儿子。
Because the Son of God has brought to us everlasting life and is now sitting on the throne of God, He is greater than the angels.
因为神的儿子他赐给我们永生，他也正坐在高天宝座上，所以他是比天使还要尊贵。
Now that was the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, God has spoken to us His best and final message through His Son, Jesus Christ.
刚刚那些都是旧约的故事，然而在新约里面，神也透过他的儿子耶稣基督来，带给我们最后也是最好的信息。
Through Jesus, God has fulfilled all of the Old Testament promises that were given to the Israelites.
借着耶稣，神也成就了他所有在旧约当中对以色列人的应许。
And we read in John 1:14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
在约翰福音第一章第十四节，他说道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
In our short passage in Hebrews 1:1-4, we read all of these things about Jesus Christ.
在希伯来书，我们今天看到的经文第一节到第四节，也所看到描写耶稣的一切事情。
He is the heir of all things, and this is because he has inherited all the blessings promised in the Old Testament.
他是承受万有的，因为他承受了所有在旧约所要应许赐给我们的祝福。
We learned that God created the world through him.
神借着他创造世界。
He is the radiance of the glory of God.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉
and the exact imprint of his nature
是神本体的真相
both the radiance of God's glory and being the imprint of God's nature means Jesus himself is God there is no difference in divinity between Jesus and the Father
神荣耀的光辉和神本体的真相都是在说耶稣他就是神他的本质和他的神性和神没有差别
He upholds the universe
这边说到耶稣他托住万有
And has also made purification for sins.
洗净了人的罪。
By living a holy life, Jesus died and took the punishment every one of us deserves for sinning against the holy God.
借着他没有犯罪的一生，耶稣他担当了所有人犯罪的刑罚，为我们死。
If we believe that he has died and risen again, we have been washed and cleansed from our sins.
所以如果我们相信他的死，也相信他从死里复活，那我们的罪就被洁净了。
Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of God.
这边也说耶稣他坐在高天至大者的右边。
And we know that Jesus, not only does he sit and rule from heaven, but now he also prays for us continually.
耶稣他不只是坐在天上统治世界，他也在天上为我们祷告。
He is not just the king, but he is our mediator and our great high priest.
他不只是君王，他也是我们的中保，也是我们的大祭司。
He is finally superior to angels.
最后他说他远超过天使。
He is the greatest thing on all, in all of creation.
耶稣他是超越一切受造之物的。
Sometimes we are tempted to marvel at other things in creation, and certainly heavenly beings with wings like angels can be a great source of inspiration and imagination.
有时候我们会为了神的创造而惊叹，有时候天上的事物像是天使这样有翅膀的东西也会带给我们很多的想象。
However, the Son's status is higher than all created things, and even the angels bow down before him.
但是耶稣是神的儿子，也是超越一切受造之物的，连天使都向他屈膝跪拜。
One day we believe that as Christians, we too will bow down with the angels and sing with them before the throne of God.
我们也相信有一天我们将和天使一起在神的宝座面前歌颂赞美他。
Now, if we have learned that Jesus Christ, and is God's best and final message to us.
所以当我们知道，耶稣基督是把他最后也是最好的信息带给我们。
Then we should take care to learn this message and to believe it.
所以我们就当谨慎的学习，也相信他。
Some of us may wonder how God speaks to Christians.
有些人会问说，神如何对基督徒说话？
And the main way that he speaks to Christians is through the revealed word of his Bible and by understanding what God says to us through his words in the Old and New Testaments.
最主要的一个方法就是透过圣经，透过神的启示去明白他。
Let us therefore be earnest in learning the Bible, which is a record of all that God has done, and seek to understand how all of it points us to trust in Jesus Christ, His Son.
让我们努力地学习圣经，因为它不仅记载了所有神所说的、所说的、所做的，它也让我们明白如何去信靠耶稣基督，也就是神的儿子。
And I hope you all get the chance to learn more about him through the Bible in your own Bible study times and in our small groups that our church has on Friday nights and on Sunday mornings.
也希望你有更多的机会学习圣经，不管是透过自己的学习，或是透过小组，或是周五晚上的团契。
Let me pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
God, we